views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and happy St. Patrick's Day! What a great day. If you're not Irish, it's a good day to be Irish just for the day.
Yeah, you don't have to be. Enjoy it, celebrate it.
Yeah, get out there, show your wear into the green. So, top of the morning to you. Today we have a great show. We're going through a checklist of common health issues. For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane, she is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and her background way, way, way back is in nursing. She's had her office since 1992. She does the TAPS system. I always mess this part up. The Accelerated Performance System. It's muscle testing the body to find out where your deficiencies are. She recommends a whole food nutrition product that gets into your body, repairs it, and supports it, and brings you back into balance. Hello, Mary Jane.
Hello, Nancy.
I would just like to say, during that explanation, Benny's laughing and Mary Jane's laughing.
Well, first of all, it wasn't probably that long ago how you stated.
Exactly.
Yeah, that
I'm at her
like,
nursing.
I get that, but you got it all. Yeah, kind of like
but
a...
it's like... wow.
Yeah, you're like leprechaun's age.
Yeah.
I did. All right, let me just say, I just recently returned home from a trip to Chicago.
Oh, we're gonna blame jet lag on this one.
Where we did the Southside Irish Parade and we did the Blackhawks game. So I'm a little tired. My early nights were not so early.
We'll give you a green pass.
Thank you. But anyway, it was a fabulous time. So, and for those of you who don't know, I'm Nancy and Mary Jane is my mother. So... and she's taking your calls today. So if you have a health question about yourself, about a family member, about a pet, because she does pets, please give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. So if you're dealing with something that you just can't get an answer to, Mary Jane's the person to talk to because she will figure it out.
And well, your body tells me what it is. And what I do every day is just plain fun. It's so in helping each and every one of you determine what's going on in your body and finding a solution. And when you follow the solution, the program, you have great results.
And I have to say, I stopped by the office last week. And I ran into one of your clients and who actually heard about you on the show. And she came in to see you. And she recognized my voice, which was crazy. But anyway, so that was, it's exciting to every now and then pop in and have people say, I listen to the show, I love the show. I would like to say, not to get off topic, thank you so much for all the wonderful comments that you sent to Mary Jane on her fan page after our last show. I'm proud of all of you for doing your I am statements, and your comments were out of this world. So thank you very much for all of those. It's appreciated. And
we love hearing from you.
We love hearing from you. And we're also happy that everybody got something out of that show. So I wanted to make sure I mentioned all those people who took the time to send personal messages. Okay. We're going through the checklist of common health issues. And it looks like we're starting with our head. Right now, mine's good. It's just a little foggy. From lack of sleep.
Yeah, I thought this would be fun today to just kind of go through this checklist. You know, people have issues, but they don't really think about... sometimes they have a lot of issues, but they get so used to them, they don't really think about it.
Well, they don't consider them issues.
No, and they don't even think about where they came from or what it's really about. And so I thought, yeah, we're going to start with the head and start with some simple things. And the most common thing you see with people with their head is, what is it, Nancy?
Sinus.
Yeah.
It's sinus issues.
Sinus issues.
I can tell you where those come from. Sometimes they come from your bladder.
Exactly,
Thank
Nancy.
You. See, I pay attention to these shows. I'm not here just for the humor and the laughs and the giggles, but I actually, you know what she's talking about.
That's right. It comes from the bladder.
The bladder is ticked off.
Exactly. Also from the kidney, and the kidney is?
The kidney is fear. And the other thing, the bladder, is if you have your drains and haven't done your drains, you get that sinus thing. So, not to get off topic, but I was in my hotel room and I couldn't sleep. And it was my drains. I called home and I said, what's going on? So I was able to do my drains and I felt much better.
She went out and bought the what she needed and did the drains. And she came back and she could sleep and she felt much better.
Yeah, I could finally sleep. So that's
another. So a temporary thing, if you're in a hotel, what you could do is you could get a bottle of bleach. And you're not going to use anything stronger than that. But if you put some bleach down, it kind of disinfects the area and cleans up the air for you while you're going to stay there. And I don't care what hotel your room you're at or where you're staying, even staying at other people's relatives, you have the same problem. So if you're having issues and feel like you have allergies, that'd be a quick fix in a hotel to get you by.
All right, so I've passed so far. So sinus, bladder, kidney.
Well, and also sinuses can be from bacteria in the stomach, which also comes from those sick drains. Because when you have drains that have a lot of gunk in them, like mold and grease and thick black stuff.
God only knows what's in those.
Yeah, you're breathing
drains.
In those gases, and you can't smell them. It's something you can't smell. So you're breathing them in. That bacteria builds up in your stomach, and then it goes through your kidney and bladder. So if you have a good digestive system and take care of your stomach so you can burn off that bacteria, then it doesn't go any further. Because if it's in your stomach, think about kidney, bladder, everything. Everything goes up. And with Chinese medicine, kidney is lungs and sinuses.
Okay. Hey, we have a call. Let's go to Louise.
Louise from Bellevue. Welcome to the show, Louise.
How are you?
Good morning. Yes. Thank you for taking the call.
You are very welcome. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Well, I'm 78, recently retired. I just came down. I'm getting over a 3-week cold, head cold that lasted for a while. And am treating blood pressure. And wonder how my heart condition, or I don't want to call it a condition, but how just a general read.
You just want to find out where you're at.
Yes.
Okay, Louise. The first thing that shows up is your kidney. So your kidney's got a lot of sludge in it. It's your right kidney, and it's also inflamed. And when you and that can be from anything, from your environment. I'm not talking about kidney disease. I'm talking about a kidney that's not working properly. And then all those toxins build up and back up again into your lungs or into your sinuses. And you get congestion and feel like you have a cold. And you also do have the bacteria in your stomach. Now, the good thing about you, your house checks out okay. So it's not from your drains. Do you clean your drains?
I don't, and I'm going to certainly start.
Yeah, right. They're actually test pretty good right now. But a good way, you know, to clean them is just using like a fourth a cup of baking soda and about 3 cups of white vinegar. And you put the baking soda down first and then pour the white vinegar in. And then let it sit 20 minutes and run hot water. And even if they're drains you don't use, you have to clean them anyway or remember to run the hot water in those drains. But so,
okay.
But your house.
How much for one fourth cup baking soda? How much white vinegar?
3 cups. You know, at least 3 cups. Don't be too fussy about it. Just kind of pour it down. But if you put the baking soda down first, because it's going to fizz up. Try and get as much down the drain as you can, because it gets all fizzy. And then, it'll work great. It'll work great for you. So you're gonna do. Do your drains, even though they're in good shape. And the other thing that's going, so you get bacteria in your stomach, and you talked about a heart condition. What is your heart condition?
Well, Well, I don't know that I have a heart condition.
Oh, okay.
I'm just asking.
Okay, okay.
Blood pressure.
And also, there was some question whether I have malignancy in my breast.
Okay, so the blood pressure has to do with your kidney. So it's important to get your kidney, like get the inflammation out of your kidney and getting your that cleaned out. And then when I do that, then your stomach is good. And then your breasts are good. Everything checks out good. There are 10 all the way around. Did you have a mammogram?
I was reluctant to have one. So no, I have not. But an intuitive said there was something going on.
I'm not picking up anything at
Wonderful.
All in your breast. I don't get
Wonderful.
Anything.
Well, I've done some alternative things, so maybe all that's the reason, and maybe it was always okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad to have your input, for sure.
Yeah, no, I don't pick that up at all. And I pick up your overall, your heart is good, your blood vessels to your heart are good, your brain is good. So basically, the biggest thing you've got going on is you get your stomach, the bacteria in your stomach, and you could get that from eating out. Even though you think you're eating good food, it doesn't mean that it's perfect food. And then you get.
So how do I remedy that, Mary Jane?
Well, sometimes, you know, simple things at home, you could do apple cider vinegar. But when you have an issue like you do, what I recommend is you definitely come into our office or call the office. You don't have to come in for an appointment. Because it's not just your stomach. We have to clean up your kidney and your bladder, too. Because when your kidney's inflamed, then that can lead to other things. And if you're 78 years old and in the shape you're in, you want to stay in that shape. And it doesn't take much to get you balanced out. So that's what I recommend. Instead of you guessing what you need to do and have to try and figure it out, you call our office, I'll save you money, and we'll get right to the nitty-gritty and get you taken care of.
That's fantastic. I will do that. Oh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. My pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you. Very, very encouraging.
Okay.
Thank you, Louise, and God bless you.
So
you enjoy that retirement.
Bye-bye.
Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. It is time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 6th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 19th at Bastyr University in Seattle. You will learn EFT applications, forge a strong community, and share healing stories. The event raises money and awareness for EFT tapping scientific research. Net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit to further prove the efficacy of EFT. Bring your cards and information for a fun and inspiring day of networking. Visit nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Pat. Many of you have heard me talk about the Lyme disease epidemic going on right now in the world. I want to tell you about my friends at Results RNA. They have now created an entire Lyme support system for immune system support, detoxification, rejuvenation, and neurological healing. Please visit ResultsRNA.com to learn more. And for first-time orders, you'll receive a special 10% discount. All you have to do is type in Dr. Pat at checkout.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary Jane Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with Mary Jane. Benny had to leave, but we're lucky enough to have Eric with us now. So thank you for the Irish music. Always appreciate it. We're gonna keep our Irish spirit going today. Okay, if you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. So we're going down the checklist. We started with head. And the head is sinuses, allergies. Now we're going to ears, yeah. Ear issues, or ear issues is part of the head.
Exactly.
Ear issues ears are part of the head.
Yeah, part of the head.
I told you, I'm just a touch foggy just from lack of sleep. On
well, and allergies. This time of year, everybody has allergies. And allergies, if in your home, if you're really sneezing a lot, the big thing you got to do is vacuum. And you know, get the dust and the things up. And that really can calm down allergies quite a bit when you're not breathing in.
And that's
all that.
Because everything's been shut up. Our windows are shut. Everything's enclosed. And if you haven't had your ducts cleaned, All that dust is just blown back up.
Right. And then if your house gets dusty, if you don't have a good air filter, the house gets dusty. And then if you have animals running around. So allergies can really be toned down quite a bit in the home by just making sure you're doing your checklist of cleaning up things like we've talked about in the past, like Nancy said, air ducts and filters and air filters.
Drains. Now, also, we know spring is coming around the corner, and those of us who have hay fever, pollen, that would be me, you know, what can we do for those kind of allergies?
Well, what I find often in allergies, the people are anemic. And when you're anemic, then you tend to have more issues with the allergies. And the last time that you... Because you don't always have a flare-up, you just occasionally do. And when I've checked you, what we've done is given you nutrition to charge up your spleen and liver, and that pulled you right out of it, because the spleen and liver has to do with building the blood.
Yeah.
And it's a simple way to correct that issue.
So, yeah, that remember my hot flash issue? Thank God it was anemia. So I'm good now. I'm good. I'm just, time for those allergies to maybe start occurring soon. Okay, so ears. Let's go to the ears.
Well, when people present with ear problems or kids have earaches or ear pressure.
That, I have to say, that is the most painful thing anybody can experience is having, like, severe earaches.
Often the earaches will come, the thing is when you come into my office, what I'm looking for is what's causing the earache. And often it's not necessarily just what's going on in the ear, but it's a kidney issue or a bladder issue or a stomach issue, usually kidney or bladder. And all those toxins and poisons go up to your head. It's just like sinuses, only now it's so bad it's affecting your ears. Because I've seen people getting treated with antibiotics and all types of other treatments and still having a chronic ear issue.
Well, that's treating the symptoms instead of going to the cause, which is exactly what you do.
And also, if you're out of alignment and your TMJ or neck is out of alignment, that could cause pressure in your ears. So it's really important, like kids with chronic ear issues, very important to have them see a chiropractor and get them adjusted. And that alone can take care of chronic ear issues. Because you think about the cranial bones being jammed, and now when the cranial bones are jammed, that jams all the blood vessels and everything to the ear, and then it creates that inflammation.
Okay. So.
So ringing in the ears, when people have ringing in the ears, that could be a number of things. It usually has nothing to do with the ears. It has, often it's a gallbladder issue. It could be a kidney issue. It's anything out of balance that's trying to correct itself that's causing the ringing in the ear.
Okay.
So you could, what I do is go directly to that, ask the body, go directly to that ringing in the ear and ask what, I can even score how bad it is and ask
What's causing it?
And I score everything on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 is normal. And if the number is high, that tells me the amount of inflammation or the extent of how bad it is.
That's what I mean. She's amazing. Not only is she my mom, but it's about going to the actual root cause instead of covering up the symptoms. So you have a question for Mary Jane, now is your time to get answers. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Okay, we're going to the eyes. Let's talk about
the eyes. Well, we're not quite done with the ears. Yeah.
All right.
Well, let's talk. We're going to talk a little bit about nerves to the brain, too.
Go ahead.
Still in the head. Yeah.
So the nerves. Well, the eyes are in the head, so
yeah.
Not too far off.
Well, nerves are to the eyes, to the ears, to everything. So when you need folic acid or when you take folic acid when you're pregnant, that's the specific thing that the folic acid is doing, is getting the nerves to the brain and the spine healthy so that you have a healthy baby. And that's one of the most important things that when you're pregnant prenatally that they tell you to be on before you get pregnant and during your pregnancy. So nerves to the brain has to do with when people's nerves are dry or not healthy, they can have melancholy. Their moods can be up and down. They don't feel as good. They're not happy. And that's an easy solution. Again, it's being very specific, figuring out exactly what you need. Depression can be many things, or moods out of balance can be many things. But when you find out exactly what it is, instead of one drug fits all, then you can correct that issue and be healthy and happy again.
Okay.
So now we go to the eyes, Nancy.
Okay, we're going to the eyes now. All right, I jumped ahead. I apologize.
We're going to the eyes. So the eyes could be, you could have macular degeneration. You could have cataracts or glaucoma. You could have your vision, poor vision, inflammation of your eyes or when you get infection. Well, any of those things.
Or the emotional aspect, you just don't want to see.
Exactly.
A particular thing that's going on.
And that's when you get any of these issues, it's why are you getting them? It's like when people come in and they think, why am I getting this? And especially if they're getting it over and over, there's always an emotional foundation.
Like ears, you just don't want to hear it. You don't
exactly.
want to hear what someone has to say. You don't want to hear the truth. You don't want to hear, you know, whatever it may be. So the eyes are, you just don't want to see.
Exactly. And so the more inflammation and issues you have, the more resistant you are to figuring out what's going on. But the biggest thing is to recognize that all these things do come from an emotional foundation. And remember, it's all relative. I mean, everybody's different. Everybody has it.
We all have baggage.
And it can be little or it can be something old that, you know, you took in and you haven't been able to get rid of. And I talk to people all the time and they say, oh, I've worked on that. I've done my work on that. I'm through with that. Your body has so many layers and your body has all the answers. And if you're not done with it, it will keep bringing it up until you clear it. And then you can move on.
And then something else shows up.
A
wonderful world.
It's always about improving your vibration and stepping into your own power and being better. And unless you go through all these lessons and figure out the lessons, then you're stuck. And people who are resistant and chronically ill, and tend to not find a solution, but find another pill or another disease or another chronic problem. They are resistant to moving on in life and not able or not looking at what this is all about. And often even when they find out that it is emotional and they need to look at it, they're not ready to do that.
No, they'd rather come up with another physical issue.
However, they can when they're ready to do it. It's not saying that people chronically ill can't change that. It's that willingness to step out of it and to step into who they were meant to be.
And sometimes it's a very scary process. So, all right, I think we're going to work a little bit more on the eyes, and then we're still staying in the head, because then we're going to go to the mouth. But right now it's time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
And he shook my old hand. My heart is in Ireland. It's there I long to be. Her hills and her valleys are calling to me.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Put a little woohoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, Owen, I just heard about this book on the Dr. Pat Show, and these reviews on Amazon are amazing.
Oh, yeah? What's the book?
It's called Conscious Being by T.J. Woodward.
Oh, he's the Awakened Living radio host.
Yeah. This book looks like just the guide we've been looking for to really connect and make those conscious changes in our everyday relationships and experiences.
I love it. Can we get it on our Kindle apps?
Of course.
To learn more about Conscious Being and author T.J. Woodward, visit ConsciousBeingBook.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
My heart is in Ireland. It's there I long to be. Her hills and her valleys are calling to me.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy, and I am here with my mom, Mary Jane Mack, who's an amazing holistic intuitive, does the accelerated performance system, finds out what's going on in your body, recommends a whole food nutrition product that actually gets in, supports, repairs, and brings your body back to balance so you can be the best you possibly can be. And today we're going through our checklist of issues. So are we done with the eyes?
We're going to skip. We got lots of other good things to talk about, too.
Okay, so now we're going to the mouth, which is still part of the head.
Well, there's always cold sores. People get cold sores, and that has to do with your immune system. When you have a white tongue, that's a B12 deficiency. So that's a simple solution. So it's all digestive issues when you have mouth issues. It's like, all those toxins from your stomach come up and cause issues in your mouth.
And digestive issues are
big deal right there.
I mean, and that's super easy to fix, too. It's not a big deal. I mean, that you can get that under control pretty quickly.
Well, you know, we're talking about this checklist, but when it really comes right down to it, it comes down to how's your digestion, how's your gallbladder, how's your kidneys.
I love how when callers call in, she'll ask, how's your digestion? Everybody's like, oh, it's pretty good. And then she'll say, do you kind of get bloated? And people are, no, well, maybe a little bit. So I think everybody just gets used to feeling the way they are, that you don't realize how much better you can feel if you get those things taken care of. Okay, so the mouth. Anything happening with the mouth, usually a digestion issue. All right, let's go to the hair, thinning.
Again, when you have thinning hair, or it goes to what's going on in your body. Because when you lose your hair, you've had some really bad imbalances for a long time, because the hair is the last to go.
So what is the hair? What is it, gallbladder? Is it?
It could be anything. It could be gallbladder. It could be kidney. It could be your anemic. It's usually something a little more like liver, gallbladder, kidney, and then underneath that, you're anemic. You've been like that so long, it causes you to be anemic. And then lack of vitamins, needing more vitamins, because your body's been depleted so long.
I think I need to get back on my anemia stuff. Not that my hair is thinning. It's not. I just have really fine hair. A lot of it, my hairdresser says, but really fine. Okay, now we're heading to the body. We're going to lungs.
Well, lungs, again, reflects what's going on in your kidney. If you have a lung issue and you're just treating the lungs, you're usually not going to get to the nitty-gritty of what's going on. Remember, Chinese medicine, lungs and the kidney and bladder, all those toxins go up and affect your lungs. So if you've got shortness of breath, you can't breathe very well, you got asthma, you got heaviness in your lungs, you have chronic infections or chronic pneumonia or chronic issues, you have to check out what else is going on with the body and correct that and see where it's coming from. And you could clear that up and stop that cycle. It's really not that complicated. Same with asthma. Asthma can have a little bit to do with your heart. But again, it still goes back to gallbladder, liver, bile duct. And because if those organs are out of balance and in low gear, then it backs up your heart, backs up your adrenals, backs up your thyroid. So when somebody thinks, or you're on the internet doing all the research about what's wrong with you, and then you figure out, I've got an adrenal problem. That's what I need, adrenal nutrition or supplements. Well, your adrenals, when they're low, it's usually because something else is out of balance first. And you can treat the adrenals, but that's like whipping a tired horse. Your body underneath is so tired and not working, and now you're pushing and driving it. And that is not going to make you more tired.
And again, your body has all the answers. And Mary Jane has the gift of getting it straight from the horse's mouth and giving you that nutrition that gets in and repairs it and supports it and brings you back to balance. And as we've talked about probably a million times on the show, your gallbladder is a big part of
everything.
Lot of your problems.
Well, all they got to do is think about, how do you eat and what are you eating? And then there's the people who have cleaned up their diet and they're eating really healthy because they had digestive issues. So now they're eating all the right foods and doing all the right things, but they're still, as long as they stay in that like lane of what they're doing, they avoid the flare-ups and the complications of what they had. Well, but they haven't really solved the problem.
No, and if you do have a bad gallbladder, unfortunately, eating a lot of fresh raw vegetables and, you know, really good foods is not always helping you, because that when your gallbladder is all congested, you need to eat like the soft foods, like
cooked vegetables
and fruit that's packed in its own natural juices, not a lot of, you know, fresh fruit, but you need mushy foods is what I call
it. Well, you need food. Think about if you're in a chronic crisis with your gallbladder, you need foods that are easily digested. And that's for a short time. That's to get you out of the crisis.
And until you get that
gallbladder. Yeah, and if you eat the food and it basically kind of melts in your stomach, because if you're eating raw foods and salads and all the right foods, so-called, you're going to feel more bloated. You're not going to feel as good. You're going to be tired. So the fastest way is with the nutrition that I recommend. Then you eat the right foods and you can pull out of it much faster. It's like give your body a chance to heal itself.
Give it a break. Let's give your body a break. Okay. Heart.
Heart is so much fun. Heart is so much fun. People come in with heart palpitations, flutter, anxiety and panic attacks among young people is unbelievable how many young people have anxiety and panic attacks. And it comes from heart issues. Now, it could be, that doesn't mean you have a diseased heart. It means you might have had, it could be gallbladder, for one thing, or bile duct that's backing up your heart that's causing that.
It could be emotional.
You had an emotional trauma that put your heart in low gear and low energetic. Your heart should score a 12 to a 15. And all the other organs are 10. And when you have a shock, or say somebody told you one of your relatives had cancer, or one of your relatives died, or something that's very traumatic.
Somebody wants a divorce.
You take that emotion in, and it's how you take it in that affects you. And every emotion, depending on what it is stored in a particular organ. And in the heart, it's sadness. So if you take in an emotion and you store it there, and that it, when the emotions live forever, they're buried alive. So that they'll come up or show up at some time. And when somebody comes in and their heart shows up first, especially if they're young and they look pretty healthy. It wouldn't matter. I do the same thing every time. But when the heart shows up first, my next question would be to figure out when this happened and then ask what happened to you during that time. Like I could ask if the heart shows up, how many years ago did this happen? And say 18, and then ask what happened to you at that time. And they'll always come up with an answer. For example, I had a client who presented that way, and she also had a dry cough. And the dry cough is always related to heart. And she said, I didn't even know I had it till my husband told me about it 18 years ago. And then I asked further, well, what happened during that time? And she had mentioned that her mother went to the doctor and found out she had cancer. So she took a shock at that time and had this that cough. She didn't realize it was so much her heart, but it was a cough, and also had trouble swallowing. That's always heart related. And so when we figured it out and talked about it, it was amazing to her and it made so much sense. And that's how she's going to clear this and get better, even with, you know, with the nutrition is going to help her. But knowing what it is.
We talked about it, I think, at our last show. Just identifying what it is, it brings it into the now so that you're able to let it go.
And process it and let it go.
Yeah. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's fun stuff. And it's fun recognizing, well, you know, you really think about where these things come from. And that, you know, sometimes people think they've got something seriously wrong or they've got some really bad stuff. And it's that chronic emotion that's your body's trying to get your attention. It's always trying to get your attention so you could heal yourself and move into a better vibration to be who you were meant to be. It's all lessons.
And if you keep stuffing and ignoring and ignoring, then your physical symptoms will present more and
bigger and bigger,
bigger and bigger. And sometimes you may get bad things.
Absolutely. You want to get it figured out before you get to that point. It's like when people are tripping and falling, or people are they're kind of giving the universe is giving them a nudge. And they're not getting it, so now the universe starts pushing them harder. They could trip, they could fall, they could hurt their ankles, they could be in a car accident. It's like, what are you not looking at? What does the universe have to do to get your attention?
Yeah, and if you're not getting it, you'll break your leg, you'll break your arm, you'll break an ankle.
It's bigger and bigger.
They're going to force you to finally get it, and that may be just to slow down for some people.
Exactly.
Or, you know... It's an amazing thing. Absolutely amazing thing.
So it's about looking at all things that happen in your life and what they're about.
And everything's connected.
Everything is connected. And it's kind of fun when you start really just not being so, just look at it and think about, isn't that interesting?
Exactly. I love that. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So we had racing heart, anxiety, panic attacks. Pressure in the heart. What is that?
Well, sometimes people come in and they'll hold their chest and say, at nighttime, I just feel this pressure and heaviness. And again, that could be they think they're having a heart attack or a heart issue. Often, again, it goes back to that same old gallbladder issue.
Yeah, gallbladder is resentment.
Yeah.
We love the gallbladder, don't
we? It's amazing how very little chronic heart conditions I see. I mean, where they actually have a heart
condition. Problem.
Rare. It's like there's a few that need their heart strengthened up, but most of it's coming from something else. And when you change that, the heart heals itself.
It's amazing. Time for us to take another break. You are listening to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
I chucked him at the pier, I shook him by the hand, then we passed the time of day. When Creston got his views, on a crust of life's lacerae, he had the least to clear, a simple word to say. I am going, any which way the wind may be blowing, I am going.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Have you ever tried to make lifestyle changes but had difficulty following through? Imagine what it would be like to get up each morning with energy, clarity, and motivation to tackle the day. If you want to get past limiting barriers that are preventing you from living your best life, join holistic health and wellness coach T. Carrie Mitchell each month on the Dr. Pat Show, or visit lifestyle120.com today and start to receive the personal attention you deserve.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, here with my mom, Mary Jane Mack. Loving the Irish music. I have to say, I was listening to it in the car. So we are wearing our shamrocks and celebrating the green today.
Absolutely.
Aren't we?
I'm 100% Irish.
I'm 50-50. Hi, Daddy. I love you. I won't say what the other 50 is because it kind of gets a little testy in the Irish part of the family, so we'll just move on. Okay, we did the heart. Now we're going to go to the stomach.
And we talked a little bit about stomach already. If your digestion is not good, you're no matter what vitamins or supplements you're taking, you don't assimilate them, and you're not able to break them down, so you don't absorb them. So it's like people bring in they're on all these vitamins, all this stuff, and they're still at the same problem. And if you don't have, again, a good digestive system, a gallbladder functioning, you might as well just throw it down the drain because you're not getting anything out of it.
Yeah, because if your body can't absorb it, then you're
even
all
like
for nothing.
Exactly. Even like good nutrition, like I use Biotics Research Nutrition. You cannot handle that nutrition unless you have a good digestive system. And that's the first thing we check. We make sure that your digestion is right and that and your body will tell me and make sure we get your digestion right so you could assimilate and utilize the nutritional program that I recommend for you.
Yeah, let's talk about digestion. I made sure my digestion was working really well over last weekend as I ate things I don't normally eat. But I do have to say, I love that Chicago pizza. No hot dogs. I didn't have any hot dogs, but I did have the fabulous Chicago pizza. And then not a big corned beef fan, but my cousin made the most fabulous corned beef I've ever tasted. So I know about my digestion.
Well, you were on a vacation weekend, Nancy.
Yes.
And you handled it very well.
I did. I did very good this time. Yeah. So I need a vacation from my vacation.
So in your digestion, what's important about your digestion is having enough hydrochloric acid. And also you need enzymes, pancreatic enzymes, to digest your food. And when people are taking Tums and Prilosec and all those things, it's usually they're stopping the hydrochloric acid production, and usually that's exactly what they need. They don't have enough hydrochloric acid, and that's why they wind up taking those pills forever, because they can't get off them. They feel bad because they've really stopped the production of hydrochloric acid.
Is that reflux stuff? So if you get acid reflux, is that because you don't
have
enough?
Then they put you on Prilosec. But
that's because you don't have enough hydrochloric acid?
Yes.
All right.
And also, acid reflux can also be a tired heart. So when you're taking things and you think you should be better and you're still having that, you got to look at your heart. And when I say tired heart, again, the energy of your heart should be at least a 12. And if it's lower than that, that's what I call energetically a tired heart. And the stomach can produce more hydrochloric acid or that reflux as an indicator of something else that's wrong.
Something else that's imbalanced in your system. Got that imbalance going on. All right.
All right.
I'm afraid to jump ahead as I've jumped ahead all show. I keep getting...
Oh, that's good. We just want to kind of lightly cover some of these things, give people ideas of what...
What's
and
going
we've
on?
Talked about the liver, the bile duct.
Liver is anger.
Yeah, liver is anger. See, bile duct, the liver produces bile, and the bile goes through the gallbladder. And in the gallbladder, that bile is it's thinned out to flush the debris out of the gallbladder. And then it's dumped into the intestinal tract to digest the food. So when you don't have that dumped into the intestinal tract, that's when you get bloated instantly when you eat something. You could eat one tiny piece of something. That's because the food putrefies in your stomach because it doesn't have the bile. And you could have be bloated and have a lot of gas and be very...
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Very uncomfortable.
So when we talked about the gallbladder, that goes along with it. And then also about the liver. Liver, when people are talking about, when you talk about blood quality or building your blood, I very seldom use iron products in my office. We do have them. But I like to charge up I check the spleen and the liver and charge up the spleen and liver with good nutrition specific for that organ. And then the liver can function at its optimal performance and help build your blood and help you feel good faster.
Okay. Pancreas. We didn't talk about the thyroid at all.
We
that was
didn't.
Part of the head. Kind of head, neck. We went from the mouth directly to
the
heart.
Well, the thyroid, there's three parts to the thyroid. There's the thyroid T1, and the thyroid T1 gives hormone to the brain to make the brain electrical. That's what makes you happy and makes you feel good. A lot of depression comes from the thyroid T1. It helps, like kids with ADD and all kinds of learning issues.
Labels.
And focus. Thyroid T1 is what shows up. So you balance that thyroid T1, and people can think clearer. They can be sharper. A lot of CEOs of companies, people learning.
Studying for tests.
It's major. Then there's the thyroid T4, which has to do with hormone to the heart. Makes the heart strong and electrical. And then the thyroid T. And when you have a thyroid T4 not functioning properly, that's when you get heart palpitation, racing heart, flutters, because your thyroid goes in high gear when that happens. Your thyroid is racing. And then there's the thyroid T3, which has to do with kidney function. So there's three parts of the thyroid. The most important, the ones that you see the medication used for is usually thyroid T4. Often in my office, when the thyroid T1 shows up, we can use nutrition to support the T1, and it will convert the T4 and get the whole thyroid balanced.
Oh, listen to you, T1, T4, T3. All right, well, I'm glad I brought up the thyroid because there might be some people out there going, hey, that could be me. And if that is you and you want to have an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call and talk to Rhonda at 888-777-4232. Again, you don't have to live in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. We're having a fabulous day today, I might add. For all those people in Chicago who said I brought the rain, I did not. Mary Jane does phone consultations, so she can talk to you no matter where you live and get you started on the road to health. Okay.
Let's do the pancreas real quick.
I was
going
to say, we're going to the pancreas.
Pancreas is great because everybody today is diagnosed with pre-diabetic and diabetes, and it's a big, big issue. So when I check the pancreas, you could tell, again, the organ should be a 10, and I can check from the numbers whether your pancreas is in low gear and you're hypoglycemic and having a blood sugar regulation issue, or if it's high and you're not handling your sugar, and it puts you into the pre-diabetic phase when you have blood tests. So we could check out that pancreas, find out exactly where it is, and again, use nutrition to balance it so that you don't have to get in that category of pre-diabetic or diabetic and go on medication.
Okay, and it looks like our last is the spleen. What does the spleen do?
Spleen is your immune system. It builds your blood. It keeps you, like when you're having colds and having flus and your immune system is compromised, you always look at the spleen and see what's going on. And you support the spleen. The spleen will build your blood. Like when you're anemic, it's spleen and liver. And you take care of both those organs and you feel good.
All right. Well, I hope everybody got lots of information today. Mary Jane, do you have any last words? I have a few, but I'll wait.
That's my girl.
Yes.
Remember, it doesn't matter what health issue you have, and you may think it's a big health issue, and it could wind up to be something very simple and not complicated to take care of. And there's, again, when you come into the office, we're very specific, figuring out what you need and giving you exactly what you need so you can be on the road to good health and not have to deal with those things. So have fun on St. Patrick's Day and every day.
You've been listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show with holistic, intuitive wellness expert Mary Jane Mack. Tune in every month and peel your layers like an onion into the healthier you. Learn with Mary Jane Mack how to achieve wellness rather than curing disease. Mary Jane has a remarkable ability to intuitively identify what's going on in the body, what it needs to be well, and how to make that change. She's also worked with thousands of clients and their pets from across the country with every physical illness imaginable. Make an appointment with her now by visiting MaryJaneMack.com or call 888-777-4232, 888-777-4232.